B-Pod Studios.
This is a bad game plan, bro. You're still in the prime of your partying career. Listen, this isn't just some club event. This is a festival centered around you. Featuring your favorite artists, amazing food, killer cocktails, Polynesian beach performers, and I even got the Wynn in Vegas, the pop-up, and encore beach club VIP section. We'll call it Rock Beach.
Rocks, buddy. Woo! Oh.
Mark's going to the Super Bowl, everybody. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's going to Miami for a beach party and a music festival. Big announcement today. Huge announcement. Presented by none other than Monster Energy. Vroom, vroom. Going to go real fast.
He's getting paid so much money for this.
Diplo will be there, and Cascade, and Flo Rida.
Rick Ross, Flo Rida.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, you know what? He bumped back with I'ma Be by the Black Eyed Peas, one of my favorite songs. So I might go now. I'm going to be pissed, but I'm going to go. You already signed up for it?
I signed up for the presale to get us our tickets.
All right.
You going to go?
I'll go, but I'm going to be mad. But you know what's going to happen. We're going to get down there and get in the flow of it. And yeah, we got to go. Gotta go.
I'm all in, baby.
I'm in.
He's gonna make you buy tickets.
I'm not buying tickets. I don't wait in line. I don't pay. And I don't wait in line. Two rules. It's like golf. I don't walk. I don't pay.
You ready to admit?
Who's breathing in the mic?
It's not either
it's
one.
It's not
of
any
us.
Of us, huh?
It does sound like there's another
live,
person here.
We got a live mop breather.
It
somewhere.
Does sound like there's someone else here that is not either one of us.
That's not Hardy, right?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I'm looking at you. I'm talking.
Like there was something moving.
Is that me?
It may have been.
May have been.
So are you ready to admit?
Well, obviously he's not coming back. And he wouldn't announce it on his Instagram, right? If he's coming back, you're quietly going to announce it when you get to the building. You're not doing some big, grand 9 a.m.
Did you hear that again?
I think my mute button's off because I can't hear myself. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
We're hearing you.
You're talking.
Yeah, no, I'm in mute.
Oh, no, you're not in mute. You're eating
the
mic.
So your microphone's on? Uh-huh. So it is you.
Yeah, it is him.
Was Tom hearing me when I was talking?
I don't know, Jim.
I assume he was. Oh, so
you're just hearing me in your headset. Oh, so I can talk to you the whole show and screw you guys up all day long.
So we're just hearing you, but the listeners aren't.
So wait a minute.
I can fix that.
Okay.
Well, why don't you fix that? Because it's so distracting for me.
That's what you guys heard last week, probably.
Yeah. We were like, who? Oh, all right,
listen, I'll tell you the behind-the-scenes story. We're here in the Gillette Studios.
Yes, we are.
They were working on something up in the ceiling a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And somebody fell, kind of off the ladder a little bit.
They fell through the ceiling here?
No. They were over here in the corner. And then just kind of as they were stepping off the ladder, kind of slipped and fell and just, like, landed on top of the soundboard that's over here.
Oh.
So I think there's some buttons maybe that were pressed down that weren't normally not pressed down.
Okay. So it was Jim.
I'm a bee.
But I'm glad no one else heard it. Just you and I.
I'm a bee.
All right. So he's not playing football. It's over.
Yeah, I think
it's
over.
The dream is
dead. Yeah.
You think it's over? Come on. It's over.
I don't think it's ever 100% over, but yeah.
For this year, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think there's a chance he could maybe do it next year? Yeah, come on.
I mean, he still has to declare by, the 30th? So people will hold out hope.
You think he could do the Jason Witten?
I'm tired of the kid that cried wolf big teasers using his former positioning, and I don't blame him. That's what he has to do to create marketing buzz, right? Because it's not like you just get on there and it's going to create itself. So it's very creative from his camp and, you know, the Gronk brand and all that. I'm just tired of talking about it now. I am. I don't think it's happening.
No, it's not happening.
Yeah.
It's dead. It's over.
Yeah.
Gronk's not coming back to play for the Patriots.
It should be a fun party, though. Rick Ross will probably be 360 by that time.
How about just the stringing along, though? That's what he was doing.
It's
till the bitter end.
I don't understand why people would be pissed about it. And I'm starting to get there, too. Like, enough's enough, you know?
All of the
pay attention, big announcement coming.
Leaving that door open.
How many Tuesdays have we done this?
Teasing big announcements.
And it also reminds you of sort of what he did last offseason, too, to maybe handicap them a little bit as to what they want to do with the position and get them behind the eight ball. Not only did it hold you back money-wise, monetarily speaking, it held you back from your ability to jump in on some good free agent tight ends that maybe decided to go elsewhere because he was still taking his good old time.
All right, so you got the most out of this if you're Rob Gronkowski.
We sure did. He got you, people.
6 months, right?
Keep buying the stuff.
You got the most you could out of this entire situation, but now it's over. Now what reason do you really have to pay attention to
his... Yeah, my kid will be bummed later.
Like, what reason do you have to pay attention to his announcements?
None.
Or his Instagram feed?
It's all cheese. It's all cheese.
Right? And so we've talked about this the entire time, that is, people are probably advising him to keep floating that idea.
Yeah.
That he can keep playing
football. all this other stuff's ridiculous and cheesy.
No one's going to buy it anymore.
If he truly is done, and I think he is now, you know, I hope the broadcasting thing takes off for him, like the Fox stuff, and he really concentrates on that instead of diluting himself to all this other cornball stuff. I don't know.
Like beach parties,
cruises, Bluetooth speakers.
But isn't that who he is?
He's good at marketing.
I guess.
He waits till Tuesday because he knows the NFL news cycle is going to be kind of over by that point. Yeah. Tuesday into Wednesday is Gronk's news cycle now.
Good for him.
This is him. Like, this is what he does. He's a master marketer.
Stay with Rosenhaus and all those guys down there in their Miami condo. They'll have fun.
Well, you know what? I'm living in New England now.
No, I'm saying for his partner.
Oh, I thought you meant in general, stay down there.
I'm living in
sell his house.
Jim.
Living in today.
You know, 3 days
Put
ago.
Put it for sale, then.
Zoe was asking us,
Put it for sale.
Why is Gronk still living in the house in Foxborough if
right.
he's not coming
Put it
back.
Up for sale.
Now Zoe
Stop
wants him to move people. Out.
It's not fair to your fans.
Now he wants him out of the state. Pick up your stuff and get out.
This is part of the problem for not having that final,
like
I don't want to say.
Scorned lover.
That
he wants
final,
him out.
I wanted that final wake, that final viewing, that final funeral to where you have closure.
Well, he's not
we
dead.
Never had closure with the guy. I'm talking from a playing career standpoint. Give him a press conference. Send him off. Wish him luck. Give him a trophy. That's it. Closure of the playing. For the greatest tight end to ever play. We have closures for backup linebackers and running backs here. Come on. God. And you didn't have one for this guy, and this is why people are teased by it. Whether you like it or not, he used you a little. He used you. I don't blame you for being pissed.
Do you want to hear a theory already? Theories have already begun. Here's one. Dave emails into the show this morning. Good morning, Beetle. He says, two quick things for you today. I think it's possible that Gronk wants to return, but doesn't want to play for Bill. And that would speak to that tweet from Mike Giardi last week, right? Giardi said he's not coming back. He doesn't want to play for Bill. He didn't like sort of the grind of playing for Bill, and sort of the strict atmosphere and that environment was sort of wearing on him. He said, the email goes on to say, he said he will only play with Brady. So is it possible if Brady leaves that Gronk will come out of retirement and join him wherever he goes next season? Now, there would be some contractual hurdles, I believe, to that happening.
Oh, big one. Yeah.
But play along.
A hurdle?
He says, also, do you find it odd that Brady hasn't posted a video on his Instagram about Sunday's win yet?
I do.
We'll get to that thing a little bit later. Yes, I do. I do find that odd. There are some odd things about Sunday's game.
Oh, did he do his little interview with Scratchy?
He did. We have all this on the way, though. We got a lot to get to today on the Brady front.
That sounds good.
But on the Gronk part, so he's not playing anymore. What was the biggest motivating factor for him not to make a return? Was it his health? Was it Bill Belichick? Was it that there was no tug and pull from Tom Brady? What was the biggest thing that led to him not considering it? Because it doesn't even feel like
I don't believe the Brady tug and pull. I think he wanted him back, and I think he talks to him all the time. And when you're friends like that, and he says, I'm really good friends. We're really good. You talk, and you just say, yeah, we're just not going to talk about that. You know, I'm not going to leave that over there. Bull crap. Talk about everything.
So what do you think the biggest reason was that he did not consider it?
I think it's time away, and you get used to it.
His health.
Health.
He's enjoying his health.
I think it's how you physically feel.
Which means he's done. He's never coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the longer you're
out
of it.
So there's that gap now.
The better you feel.
Give him another 6 months. He'll be long gone. Okay. If you're gone, if this time away has really convinced you that this is right for you and this is what you want to have in your next chapter here, that even more time on top of this will even push him away from the game more. He's done.
Over. Done.
Yeah.
Not coming back.
Yep. And I don't blame you for feeling used.
T-Bone, do we have the full announcement today from Gronk? More of that announcement? It's just priceless. Yeah, let's roll some of that.
You want to roll the little video from last night in the hotel room?
Have a listen. Okay.
Dancing, bikinis, partying. You belong back on the field. Blocking, scoring, spiking with elite talent.
Don't worry. I already booked the best talent in the game.
Let's not worry. The lineup is already booked. Who are we talking? You ever hear of Cascade? Diplo, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, DJ Carnage, and my boy Blau.
That was me, Blau.
Okay, okay. Grenade horn, okay. Of course, get the grenade horn.
Maybe order. We call an audible.
Jim Tan Laundry, Jim Tan Laundry. Why don't you have Pauly D come too? Throw that in there. Piss off Fred.
That's Gronk now. That's the new Gronk. Party Gronk. The guy you used to see off the field.
The guy
you
used to love when he balanced that with football.
Party
that
Gronk.
Stuff,
yeah. Party Gronk is full-time Gronk now.
Look
that's what
that.
He is.
Look at that ad. That's
oh,
awesome.
The ad for it is priceless.
Can I see that, please?
He's not that big anymore.
Can I see it, please?
No, he's not. That's now caricature Gronk. That's not an accurate depiction of Gronk anymore. Party Gronk. It's on Saturday, right? The day before the game?
Oh, that's a problem.
Day party. Not a night party.
Yeah,
day
1
party.
To 7. We'll have time.
You party all day.
We'll have time to go.
Yeah.
That's actually good if you're working the game the next day.
Yeah, plenty.
Day
yeah.
party instead
plus
of night party.
Especially if you're in it, Hardy's going to have
what's
that
your
big,
problem
that
with
big,
the location?
Party will have that big. Oh, yeah.
It's in a bad spot?
Traffic hellhole. That's all.
Oh, well, we're not worried about that. We're not driving.
Hope you're staying right there.
We're not driving.
This may be stupid because I've never been down there, but it says North Beach.
Yeah.
Is that like right next to South Beach or is it way far away from
I bet it's north of South
it's
Beach.
All one, it's all one island, Jim. It's all one like island. You have to go over
yeah,
two
it's not easy
to
get there.
Well, I just don't know how far
have
away.
Fun.
Is it like way north of South
Depends
Beach?
Depends what time
it, like...
you plan on leaving your hotel to get there.
There's only two roads into there, right?
That's it, bud.
Yeah.
And they're all one lanes. Have fun.
They have exit numbers?
No. Just once you're there, you're there.
All it's right, like... so your reaction to Gronk today, he's done. He's going to the Super Bowl as a party host. It's over. The dream is dead. So the Patriots offense will remain as is. And I think the Patriots offense is getting more criticism this week than maybe it did after the loss in Baltimore. They're getting more crap this week than they did after losing a game. And the Patriots won a game this week. That and Tom Brady, who's facing maybe more criticism this week than he has in some time. We'll tell you about that and what was going on in the Patriots locker room after the win. All of this on the way as we come to you from Gillette Stadium today on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak, Zolak, and Bertrand, Bertrand. Middays on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium today. Tom Brady on Sunday, obviously very upset after the Patriots win. Not in a good mood. Nope. Bad mood. Dan Shaughnessy and Steve Buckley. I would say the old school guys went right after Brady in their columns.
Did they?
Yes, they did. And some others did as well. I was reading another one yesterday. I'm trying to find it now.
Didn't Gasper? I thought Gasper did, too. Not Gasper. He kind of summed it up as to what it was.
Go at Brady? No.
No.
No chance.
No shot. No shot that he did.
Oh.
No shot whatsoever. But they both went after Brady. Shaughnessy, obviously, in the Globe gets a lot of attention because he's Shaughnessy. His story is that Brady is not taking enough of the blame himself. Writing that Brady looked as if his dog died. Frowny face. Mr. Mo.
Maybe it did. You don't know that.
He came to the podium after New England's 17-10 rock fight victory over the Eagles and presented like an 8-year-old about to get a flu shot. He took 9 questions and delivered 9 clipped answers, speaking a total of 130 words in just over 100 seconds. There had never been anything like it with Brady, certainly not after a victory. True or false? Is that a true statement? I think it is. I can't ever recall him doing something like he did the other night. I think it's new ground. He broke new ground for Tom Brady.
He blew off a press conference a while ago. I think it was in Miami.
After right? a win?
No.
No.
No, after a loss. Okay.
After a loss.
Like bad ones. Like,
yeah, no, I can't remember this ever happening with him.
That's about as, I mean, this is.
We've seen him pissed after a loss. Yeah. You get that. After a win, this was new ground, man. He talked about when he said he was discouraged. He said, but Sunday's ugly victory yielded to Monday's paralyzing analysis regarding the state of the Patriots' offense and Brady reaching his limit of frustration. And he gives a lot of the quotes in here. But talks about Brady, talks about now that Brady has, you know, had his time to talk about it and be upset about it. He says, now what?
I want that jacket, though.
What jacket is
his
that?
His jacket, the Canada Goose one. The camo one.
You're worth $10 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth. You can afford one.
It said six.
Huh?
I thought it said six.
Oh, I don't think that's what it is.
I mean, yeah, he's pissed.
Does your wife have one? Your kids have one?
My daughters, yeah.
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 They have one. Why can't you have one?
Because I'm a man.
Because he's already spent the money on his kids to have one, his wife to have one.
But that's I got that big one. I got that big one from Mr. Sid. It's actually more expensive than the Canada Goose one.
That's right. You're going with
rip cords in case I go skiing and avalanche happens.
What do they have you at?
Protected.
Famous people net
Stop
worth.
It. Stupid.
I think it's a lot. Yeah. I think they get you at a lot here. So famous network. I don't know where that is. Hardy, you'll have to find that for us. I can't find it at the moment.
I see a range here between 1 million and 100 million. No. So
that's a wide range.
Yeah, it's pretty big range.
Yep.
That's a rather significant range.
Here's one's from a very, I'm surprised I was able to get onto this website. It appears to not originate from this country. It says Scott Zolak net worth $2 million.
Oh.
He's worth a lot more than that.
$2 million.
Yeah, according to this same page, he was born on August 15th, 1990.
Yep. Wrong.
Not. So anyway, Steve Buckley suggests in his column on The Athletic that Brady's not taking enough blame for himself.
Oh, I disagree with that.
That without saying it directly, that he's frustrated with the guys around him and he's not enough frustrated with his own play. That he's just frustrated with the circumstances of the talent on the team. That, you know, he's upset with somebody else. You could figure out who that is on your own. But he's taking some heat here for how he handled himself after the game. He's probably taken more heat than he would have had it not been for the press conference after the game.
Well, he knows. He did it intentionally, right? And everything's done for a reason with this guy. Everything's calculated.
Or he's just human and he's pissed off and had a bad moment.
He is pissed. He was pissed. I know him. He's pissed. He's pissed. He was pissed when he talked to me. Sort of where it was more of an acceptance, going back to that bye week conversation we had where he goes, been doing this 20 years. I know what it takes to have a championship offense. I know it when I see it. We are not there.
Here's a part that was interesting that Buckley wrote. He said that when he gave an answer about on the radio about the offense, he said, it's just frustration with the offense. You know, we're just trying to grind him out. I'm happy we won on the road, but at the same time, you know, I just wish we had scored more points. Buckley wrote, the response was brief and nonspecific as to what Brady believes to be the problem with the New England offense.
Right. I mean, Aguilar catches that ball. It's a different game. He's right, though. We need to score more points.
He didn't get it out there that he believes he lacks the weapons to do his job, nor did he level any criticism at his offensive line.
Never has.
For that, you had to read between the lines and come up with something that jives with your own opinions. But this much was certain. No, he is not frustrated with himself. What he is frustrated with is his offense, which includes such components as receivers, tight ends, and an offensive line. So at no point did he say, I'm just frustrated with the way I'm playing. Like, that hasn't been said, and that sort of
because then it gets all hung on him. It's as a unit. Why would he take it more upon himself?
Because he's never been afraid to do that.
He's
never been afraid to do that.
You don't think he's going to sit there and puke when he sees him almost on another red zone pick, like, and throw it right to the guy and he drops it?
Has he beaten himself up before when even we all say, oh, come on, like, what is he beating himself up for? But you're like, oh, well, that's just Tom Brady. You know, he's not afraid to do that. He'll beat himself up even when he shouldn't have to. Like, he's fine. But he's done that in the past. Not this time.
He knows how it's a depleted Philly team on offense, and they should have won that game, you know, 30-13. They should have, instead of 17-10. Yeah. Felt like that's what they should have won. Yep. Who's typing?
What am I looking for now, Jim? I know we're a mess again today.
You're not typing. I'm not typing.
Technologically,
Nobody's typing.
I'm typing. I'll turn my microphone off when I'm typing. Would that make you less distracted if that's possible?
That's a hell of a mic. I can hear it here.
You can hear it? I couldn't hear it.
I heard it.
I didn't.
Jim heard it. He's like doing this thing.
I didn't hear it.
He's typing again.
Sorry. My apologies. But he's taking heat. It feels like he's taking more heat than he really ever has. Yeah. 617-779-0985. So I have to ask this question. I can't see the calls.
Of course you can't.
Do we still have a call on the line or no? Calls on the line?
We have three calls on the line.
We do.
Four.
What's that?
Oh, good. So we'll go to Paul in Burlington then. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Paul.
Hi. So I got a quick question. Two quick questions. One, would Tom Brady have had the same type of reaction on the podium if, say, the alternative was true? Let's say that the defense absolutely sucked and they lost, but he had a perfect quarterback rating. Would he have had the same type of reaction?
No.
And secondly...
No. No, because then his unit, what he's responsible for, would be functioning, and that wouldn't be – everything else is out of his control. This is what he controls. That's what he's upset with.
And the second question is, let's just say, for argument's sake, that they make it all the way to the Super Bowl with this lackluster offense, and they win. Would Tom Brady be happy?
Well, wait a minute. I think you probably get the same guy you got last year. Right? 13-3 over the Rams. That's the Brady you're talking about, right? Doing great in that game.
Okay, but the difference being, and thank you, Paul.
Picked.
Good questions, right. Paul. Appreciate the call. The questions
thank
being,
you.
We got to hang up now, back there. Click.
Hang up, Nate.
Click. This is the problem. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. Here's the problem, though. The offense saved the day at the end of that game.
Two guys made plays, he and Gronkowski.
Right? Yeah. At the end of the game, they made huge plays at the end to win it.
Swing route to Gronkowski, seam route to Gronkowski.
Right.
And an Edelman, I mean, MVP.
Edelman.
MVP.
MVP.
I mean, I could see
huge
that.
Huge play to Gronk.
Can't you see them winning that? Like, say they do make it. Can't you see him winning 20?
And I know that Gilmore had the big pick, too, so let's not discount him and
right.
all that.
No,
but
I mean, I can
you know
see
what I'm
that.
Saying. The offense did a big part. It was a big part of the win, too.
You can see them winning 17-14 and Edelman getting 10 catches and getting MVP again, and they don't really throw for only 200 yards. Same type of day. Yeah.
You
see that happening.
So,
but he gets a 7 freaking
so, What if Sunday's game plays out in the Super Bowl? Is Brady going to go to the podium and be pissed, too?
No, because you're there. And
you're playing for it. What if it struggles all the way to that game? What if this defense carries them all the way? What if that keeps happening, though? And that's sort of a good question, not for the fantasy world of Super Bowl, all the way to the Super Bowl. What if this keeps happening? What if they keep winning week after week this way, and they just keep winning games, and they're just this good on defense? And, yeah, they got to worry about seeing Baltimore again because it's a bad matchup for everybody, including them. But what if they just keep winning, and they're a really good team this way? And even though it's, not great on offense right now, they continue to get a little bit better week by week.
You
and by the end of the regular season, they're better offensively than what they are now. And they're good enough.
And everybody keeps putting balls.
And they just keep winning games.
Next 2 weeks, Baltimore has Rams and 49ers back-to-back. Baltimore could have a hiccup here, too, in the next 2 weeks. We keep worrying about Baltimore. You just got to worry about taking care of your own stuff.
It doesn't matter. When you play Baltimore in the playoffs, it's still that same bad matchup, though.
Don't know.
No matter if they have five losses or two losses, right. it's the same bad matchup.
If you play them.
Yeah, if you play them. Right now, the Chiefs will have to play them in the second round. If the season ended today, right, the Chiefs would have to play them.
Who would you rather play? Give me the Chiefs all day. See that Chiefs defense.
Chiefs would have to go to Baltimore in the divisional round.
So the next three games are the Cowboys, Texans, and Chiefs. What if the Patriots win the next three games and they average 20 points a game?
That's great. I'll take it. Take it. Take it. Take it and run.
And the defense is lights out in all three games. We should be thrilled with that. And so should Tom Brady.
And the special teams.
But given what happened on Sunday.
Don't forget about the special teams in this whole mix. Because Jake Bailey was awesome the other day.
Bailey's awesome.
And they got two Gunners now.
You got Gunners.
And you got two Gunners.
And, boy, we looked at that today, too, in plays of the week.
Yeah, wow. That kid.
Bailey was terrible.
Did he laugh?
He was terrible in the wind earlier in the season.
What are we laughing about?
That was windy, and he was awesome. For the first time in weather, he was awesome.
Bailey crushed it.
How much of that hand cream are you going to use today,
by the
way?
It smells nice.
How is that tube not empty yet? It's tiny.
The amount of cream you put on your hands.
How quick you empty your tube, Jim?
That's a real question. If they're great and they keep winning on defense, how can you be mad?
Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs. Wow, that's it. Boom, boom, boom.
If you win the next three games in a row that way, stop being angry.
Get two of them at home.
617-779-0985. You want to hear some of the national perspective? I think you do.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you should hear what they're saying. Some people are sticking up for Brady, even though he's getting ripped locally. You'll hear some of the national stuff because some people feel bad for him.
Where's his Instagram video?
We'll also talk to Billy Jaffe about the Bruins coming up at 10:50. Stick around.
Sports Hub Headline.
All right.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Why do you think that as much of a headache as Antonio Brown was, Tom Brady welcomed him with open arms, even offered to give him a spot at his pad, at his crib. Tom Brady, I mean, this is a guy that's being accused of assault now. And Tom Brady still wanted this dude in his home with his wife and kids and said, you know what, let him come here. Why? Because at 42, he's looking at the talent that he's got to work with. He's like, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. You got to be kidding me. I mean, your best receiver is your slot guy in Edelman. You've got no wide. You've got no outside threats whatsoever. You know, the level of talent that he and the Patriots are bereft of has put him in such an incredibly disadvantaged position. You actually find yourself, if it were not for all the championships mm-hmm. and all the trips, you actually find yourself feeling sorry for them, even though they're 9-1.
Hey, so that's your boy Stephen A.
49.
What is it, like $8 million a year he's getting now?
I can't even fathom it.
$8 million a year.
And he drops his radio show as part of the new deal.
Yeah, how does he do less but get more?
Did I tell you I'm doing less?
He's going to be hosting a special sports center before NBA games on Wednesdays from like 7 to 7:30.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's a good deal for him. It's a good deal for Stephen A. Good deal. $8 million a year. Who said ESPN needed to lay off their workers and cut costs and all that? They're giving him $8 million a year. How bad could things be over there? Must be that Disney Plus launch they got going on over there.
Unreal.
By the way, did you get Disney Plus yet?
Hell no.
I got it.
For what?
It's free. So
how do you get it?
If you have Verizon, you get it for free. So I don't think it's that good.
What is it?
It's like Netflix.
Oh.
Side topic here. This is a side topic.
It's great for the kids.
Yeah, it's good, but I feel like there should be...
All those old Disney movies that you
can watch.
I feel
like there should be more on there. Doesn't feel like there's enough on there yet.
Really?
Yeah. If it's a little light,
I'm not a Star Wars person, but you got all the Star Wars stuff. I mean,
wow.
If you're a Star Wars person, you already own them all.
I'm so Star Wars.
And if you're a Marvel person, I'm not that either.
You probably own them all.
But for the kids, it's great.
That's the thing I don't get. If you're a Star Wars guy, you already own them. So what do you need it on the app
for? You get Toy Story and all that?
You get a Disney section, a Pixar section.
You get those little Pixar movie clips, those little funny things?
Yep, the little tiny
ones. I love those.
The shorts, yeah.
Those are good. I can watch those all day.
Sounds you get like Tarzan? You get it. I don't know.
With the Phil Collins version one?
Remember the Titans?
You
all the Disney movies?
That's a Disney movie?
Yeah. Heart.
Is that song? Is that the one in the Tarzan movie?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good Disney movie. Don't get me wrong. Frozen 2 is coming out this week. I'm all over that, guys. All over it.
Marry you.
What?
Frozen.
Kids love it.
Did your kids dress up?
Yeah, the kids love it. But, I mean, you're looking forward to seeing it?
No, no.
That's like my head.
I'm looking forward to seeing it because my kids are looking forward to
seeing
it. It's
like saying, hey, Zoe, you're going to
So I'm going with my kids. My kids are very excited to see Frozen 2. I'm going to see it.
Looking forward to keep his kids occupied for 2 hours.
I'm thrilled that my kids want to go to a movie and sit silently for like 2 hours and watch it. So I am therefore looking forward to it, Hardy. You know how this is.
You go to one of those recliner places and get hammered.
Reserved seats?
Yep.
Already, yes.
I've had
AMC.
I've had some of the best naps of my adult life in kids' movies in one of those nice theaters with the reclining seats.
They sit quietly in movies. It's
Black Panther's
awesome.
I fell asleep in that one.
So
that was a good movie, though.
That's a side topic. 617-779-0985. So Brady's got one defender in Stephen A. Smith. He feels bad for him. Thinks he needs more. I think they can get by. They could have used Gronk. It would have been easier with Gronk. But
I mean, you get by because other teams are bad. That's part of it.
Do you think Brady's upset today to learn that Gronk's doing a beach party and not rejoining the team?
Sounds like he kind of already knew that, right? Like, watch guys, you know, he's having fun. I'm not going to bug the guy. You know,
Is Paulie still on the line? He is, right?
Oh. Black Crows Paulie?
Just want to double check. Paulie in the truck? Paulie, you there?
Hey, but- Yes, I am, sir.
Hey, down day for you, Paulie?
You sound down today.
Down day?
It's half a time ready to drop back to pass and, you know, and feel comfortable, and there's a flapping left tackle. He just the left side of the ship is just taking on water. Well,
let's focus on the important things.
He's comfortable back there.
You've been adamant about Gronk.
Read to Edelman. He missed the heart rate to Edelman when the start, when
the
safety
blitz.
He just can't concentrate. No, oh, here we go. I feel like Ryan is waiting for the great Gronk Funklin to arrive. I'm still going to hold out hope that there's going to be a grand finale, and it's going to be. He's just going to show up. All of a sudden, there's going to be an announcement at the stadium. He's not going to turn his back on his boys, and he's actually going to take what's going to be, about $4 million now? The price is starting to drop now. You know, it was $5 million. If it was today, you could probably count on $5 million. What, for 2 months, 2.5 months' work? It'll be about 2 months' work if he signs, let's say, at the deadline. 2 months for $4 million. $1 million every fortnight. He's going to turn his back on that, too. And he's going to turn his back on his brethren that he's gone to war with. I can't see him doing playing all this out. I think he's finally set up all the way for the Super Bowl. He's got his party. And then by next week, he's going to sign. He's going to return because he sees they need him, and he's not going to turn his back on about $4 million.
All right, Paulie. He's sticking to his guns. I almost respect it. He is sticking to his guns, though. He thinks sometime in the next, 11 days? That Gronk makes it back.
Is that he won't turn
his back.
Is he going to be allowed to attend his party on Saturday if the Patriots make the Super Bowl?
Shut up.
Paulie? Well, he's got a problem with Saturday parties at the Super Bowl.
Brady just posted on Instagram.
He's got a problem with Saturday parties. He's been known to be ejected from such parties.
Jim, Brady just posted on Instagram. No video, though. No winning video. A picture of himself in his Canada Goose jacket.
No video, but a promo for Canada Goose.
Yep.
All right, so no video from Brady this week either on the Instagram. What's up with that? You post one after every win. This week, wasn't a good enough win for a video? Interesting.
Post that strip sack, man. Yeah. Some good stuff in there. Edelman touchdown pass.
You want to know what the prorated money would be on Gronk? I could do that math.
I don't care.
If you really like to know.
Nope. Don't tease me. Don't really want to. Don't care.
No, you all set?
I'm good. Yeah.
It's not even $4 million. It's worth like $3.1 million left. $3.17 million if you were to come back right now today.
Unbelievable.
After this week, it would be, hold on, I can tell you, $2.6 million. $2.64 million after this weekend would be the prorated on his base salary of $9 million.
Sounds short.
Why?
I thought it was like more around five plus.
don't know. You divide it by 17 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's paid out over 17 weeks. We're already 10
weeks. The longer he stays out, yeah.
How much do you make off the party?
I don't know. How many millions do you think you get for that?
No millions. A couple hundred G.
Okay. Without having to go out.
Then you got to pay all those people. Then you got to pay security. Then you got to pay insurance, all that. It's not cheap.
But he's not the one organizing it. There's like a party promoter that then hires him to put his name on it.
Yeah, he gets a slice.
Right?
Yeah, he's front. Yeah.
It's his brand, though.
It's his brand.
He had to deal with his brothers potentially breaking something. So, I mean.
But there's not a lot of money there.
Right.
$2.6 million.
6 hours? Is it open bar? 6 hours is a long time.
That's
all. 6 hours.
Sun math is like 85 and sunny.
The cheapest ticket is $149. I don't know what the $149 gets you.
They get you within three blocks of the place.
Let's talk to Billy Jaffe coming up next.
And you can watch it on a monitor.
First, our introduction.
Szolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Szolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Szolak and Bertrand here on this Tuesday from Gillette Stadium. Let's talk a little hockey with our man Billy Jaffe, who joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Billy, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening, Zoe? What's going on? Hello, everybody.
Hello,
what's
Billy.
Are you underwater?
Hello. Wait, is Tom underwater?
I wouldn't say it sounds good.
What's up, bud?
I'm in a great control area. It's showing full bars. Sorry.
Full bars?
Full bars.
A little walkie-talkie. Nextel.
I got AT&T. I don't know.
All right.
Let's see.
Hey, you were sideline, little sideline girl reporter, right? They did Nesson today. Hey, you're so sexy. We're going to put you down around the ice there for the last couple games.
Yes, I was. Yes. It's my full luscious head of hair, though, that they wanted to show off.
That's what they
wanted to do. Yes, thank you. Now, it was just filling in for a day, or 2 days, and I'm back in the studio tonight. Sophia is back.
Billy.
So everybody can.
When the Bruins were on their hot streak to start the year, I said, the Bruins are better than I expected them to be. They're exceeding my expectations for what they are this year. And now they just look like they're crashing back to earth. Is that what's going on with this team? Do they perform better than what they were, and now we're seeing them sort of level off, and we should get used to this? I know they've had injuries. I know they've missed Bergeron now. They got Krug, who's hurt. I know they've dealt with some things, but what is this team doing right now? 1-2-3 in their last six.
Yeah, I think they're okay right now. I mean, look, they're not great, right? I mean, they're getting points, okay? But I don't think they're bad. You mentioned the injuries. These are pretty significant. It's not the excuse that you want to hear. But were they better record-wise than they probably were? Sure. But they were playing some damn good hockey. I just think that right now, Beadle, they're trying to say, let's figure out how we can be good enough to keep accruing points, get everybody back healthy, or at least most guys back, and reset a bit. What gets people going right now is how they, you know, losing, like the other night. Had the lead in game, Beadle, they probably should have lost. Halak was stealing that game for them, right? Against Washington. And then they turn the puck over, they lose it in the shootout, and that's always uncomfortable. But they're still getting points. So I'm all right. They're good. They're a good team. I think they're a very good team when everybody's healthy. And they've got just too many significant pieces. Hopefully at least two of them come back today.
Do they miss Krug on a power plant? And that's an easy answer, right?
Yes. They do.
I mean, you anticipated this. I mean, I expected nothing less.
But Grizz has been, Grizz has been good. Now, you got to understand, you're putting in, it's not just no Krug. It's now no Bergeron the other night. And then no Jake DeBrusk the last, whatever, 2 weeks. So 3/5 of your top power play has been out intermittently in the last couple of games, and that's pretty significant. They weren't great against Washington. Bruce Cassidy talked about the lack of a clean breakout, or at least through the neutral zone. So, and Krug makes a difference. Very good at reading the play and deciding when to skate, when to transport it, or when to pass it. But I still like what I've seen from Grizz. They created some chances. You know, we get spoiled with a power play, though, that's scoring, you know, at least once every three times out there, and you think they should just score all the time. Well, sometimes you're going to have a little regression back to, let's say, from 33% to 20%. Yeah. So I get it. You know, there's a little less, but you know, hopefully, again, Grizz continues to perform well. I've liked what I've seen out of Grizz, like as he continues to get more ice time.
Hey, Billy, what was your initial reaction when you heard Charon call Marchand the best player, not only here but in the league?
I called that strong comment. I thought my initial reaction was...
Look at you just trying to be protective here. Okay, give me your honest opinion, Billy. Come on. Honest opinion, go.
Listen, the fact that Zdeno Chara would say that about from where Brad Marchand started, where he was, to where he is a player right now is very telling. I think, and I've said this on the air, I think he is the best left wing in the National Hockey League right now. And I say that knowing that Alexander Ovechkin is an all-world special player. But Brad Marchand does more in situationally, you know, between killing penalties and this, that, than Ovechkin does. And I love Ovechkin. I would take him on my team in a millisecond. But Marchand has elevated his game to that level. Is he better than a McDavid? I don't know skill, but I'll tell you what, Zoe, he's pushing it. He's a top-level elite player. I thought that was strong, impressive, and I thought that shows what Zdeno Chara doesn't mince words. He does
not. No, that's what I mean. It's not like he's just throwing us around, but I mean, you know it's going to take off when you make a comment like that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was strong. You know, Chara ain't going to BS the media, especially. He ain't going to make a BS comment, and that's how he feels. He practices against him daily. Look, so you knew it best, man. You knew guys who were really damn good that were on your D and that were maybe not as good as some others thought, this and that. Because you practiced with them all the time, and you saw their habits, you saw their reads, you saw their reacts and everything. Charles sees that. He and Marcia go at it fun in practice. You know what I mean? Like, so he's got a good read on it.
Is this a week for the Bruins to sort of sort it out? You know, they got New Jersey. They're a last-place team. Buffalo is not trending in the right direction. They've lost 7 of 8. Minnesota, last place in their division. Is this a good week for the Bruins to beat up on some bad competition?
I think. I don't think that's a bad read, Beetle. I think it's a good week to right the ship a bit. I think it's a good week to get – you know what it's a really good week to do? Get A, healthy players back, and B, get good habits back. Good defensive structure habits, which leads to transition, which leads to goals. For the Bruins, they're so good in transition. They're so good when they're, you know, with possession, but they have not been nearly as effective in their own zone, and that to me has been the most concerning thing. It is a good week for that, but all I got to say is Detroit Red Wings from a couple of weeks. Oh, no, maybe not even. Let's remember what happened there when the Bruins mentally went into it. I'm hoping that I think that they learned from that. So yes, it could be a nice week for them to say, you know what, damn it, let's go out and let's get at least, you know, let's try and get 6 points. If not, let's get 5 or 6 points out of these next three games.
All right, Billy. Appreciate your time as always, Bill.
Dude. Sorry for being underwater. I'll go argue with myself.
You get better.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
All right, guys. Be well.
See you, buddy.
Be good.
Thanks, Billy.
See ya.
See you soon. Billy Jaffe from Nesson on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. Yeah, it could be a good week for the Bruins to sort things out. Hard to know if the injuries are the only reason they haven't played well. That epic collapse last week.
Oh, my God.
Not good. Never been done in the history of the Bruins. In all of their games, in the history of the Boston Bruins, they had never taken a 4-goal lead into the third period and then blown it.
Well, they did it then. Records are made to be broken.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not a brand-new team. Not like they just got added to the league. No, we're talking about a team that's been around for quite some time. Never had happened. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get to the headlines with Hardy, and we're right back with more on the Patriots. More on Rob Gronkowski. We will get to your calls. I think you're still there. We'll find out in a moment, and we'll be right back from Gillette Stadium.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.